Ton podcast. L'accent circonflexe. Have you noticed the little symbols that you find on some letters in French, especially on the vowels? A, E, I, O, U. They are called accents. They are not here just to make a letter look nice. It changes the way you pronounce that letter. For example, E becomes E if you put an accent aigu on top of its head. Comme l'été ou éléphant. E becomes E if you put an accent grave on top of it. Par exemple, le père, la mère, le frère. My favourite accent, though, is at the centre of today's story. It's called l'accent circonflexe, but I call it chapeau chinois because it is a nicer word, and if you draw it, you'll see that it looks like a Chinese hat. E becomes E when you put its little hat on. E, E. In fact, it is exactly the same pronunciation as E with accent grave. So, why do we have two accents for the same sound? People are lazy when they talk. They swallow some letters. In French, over hundreds of years, the letter S in the middle of some words became mute. People stopped pronouncing it. It was quicker to talk that way. One day, somebody decided that we should get rid of that silent S in the middle of words. At that time, it was decided, however, to pay tribute to that lost letter, and the silent S was replaced by an accent circonflexe. Le chapeau chinois is placed on top of the vowel before the poor old sacrificed S. Some people in France call it the accent souvenir. Well, it is true. It is a real witness of history. Par exemple, the word for to be in French is être, spelt E accent circonflexe T-R-E, used to be spelt in Old French estre. Estre ou ne pas être is what Shakespeare could have said. But it becomes really interesting when you have a look at some French words imported into the English language by Guillaume le Conquérant in 1066. They haven't evolved in the same way, and in fact we still pronounce the words in English with the original S, although it has long been forgotten by the French. But it becomes really interesting when you have a look at some French words imported into the English language by Guillaume le Conquérant in 1066. They haven't evolved in the same way, and in fact, we still pronounce the words in English with the original S, although it has long been forgotten by the French. Let's take the old French word forest. It was spelt F-O-R-E-S-T in 1066. But slowly the S disappeared, and it is now spelt F-O-R-E accent circonflexe T in modern French. The S is gone and it has been replaced by the little chapeau. But we have kept it in English, and forêt is forest. The same applies to arrêter, which is French for to arrest. Again, the S is gone and the circumflex has replaced it in French, but not in English. In fact, our little chapeau appears on other vowels too. A, O, I, and U. Can you guess the meaning of hôpital, spelt H, O, accent circonflexe, P, I, T, A, L? Oui, it means hospital. Let's see if you can guess the meaning of la pâte. Exact, paste or pastry. So how would you say in French quest or interest and ask your parents or your teacher qu'est-ce que c'est qu'un cloître, la côte, une huître. Oui, it means cloister, coast and oyster. Well done, you've become the vrai détective. Time for a feast, or as the French would say, now la fête.